And today, the House turned back an attempt by some Republicans to end all federal funding for public broadcasting over 3 years, rather than just cut it sharply. The measure was easily rejected on a vote of 350-72, but that didn't stop the debate from becoming very heated. KPFA's Aline Alfandri reports from our sister station in Berkeley.
Illinois Republican Philip Crane is a staunch opponent of federal funds for public broadcasting and for the arts. Last night he proposed cutting public broadcasting by a third this year, a third more the following year, and eliminating all federal funds by 1998. Crane said his plan would be better for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting than the proposed cuts of 15% and 30% in the next 2 years, which are to be followed by outright elimination of federal funds.
CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the public taxpayer-financed component of public broadcasting, will be gone by 98. All my amendment does is phase that cut in a way where they can make the adjustment easier than is otherwise prescribed under the legislation before us. It's a 33% cut. Instead of waiting until 97 and taking a 70% hit on their whole budget. It's history, guys. Open your eyes up. You know, we're talking about letting the private sector run it as it always should have.
Crane argued that programs like Sesame Street and Barney, which gross hundreds of millions of dollars in spin-off products, should plow back some of those funds to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Sesame Street's producers have said they reinvest the money into their program. San Francisco Democrat Nancy Pelosi put a different spin on the question in this exchange with Crane.
So when you're looking at $2 billion a year in gross income, for goodness sakes, our contribution that we're talking about is inconsequential by comparison.
Would the gentleman further yield?
Yes, indeed.
The gentleman is on the Ways and Means Committee, a great leader on that committee. Could the gentleman give us some idea of how much of tax write-offs the commercial television stations get each year? How much the taxpayer subsidizes their operations?
Infinitely preferable to do it in the private sector than in the public sector.
But the gentleman did not answer my question.
Other Republicans, like Illinois' Henry Hyde, said cutting public broadcasting is necessary to bring down the federal deficit. That brought a retort from Wisconsin's David Obey.
I never want to hear another lecture about family values from the Republicans in this House. I just heard someone on this side of the aisle, on the Republican side of the aisle, say our kids couldn't afford the money we're spending in public broadcasting. What our kids can't afford is the garbage that passes for entertainment on commercial television. That's what our kids can't afford.
Republican Ernest Istook of Oklahoma took the debate a step further, charging that public broadcasting is a form of socialism.
I am amazed what I just heard from this other side of the aisle. They said we have to have government-subsidized broadcasting at taxpayers' expense to counter what you're hearing from the free enterprise system, that you have to have government to get out a public propaganda message instead of listening to what's on news programs or public information programs from free enterprise. That is a socialist approach. I reject it.
Several Democrats bristled at the notion that supporting public broadcasting can be equated with socialism, including Pat Williams of Montana, who called Crane's proposed cuts extreme.
This doubling of the cut for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting really goes by a name. It's called extremism. Look, the mainspring of your party and the mainspring, the middle of our party, neither want to see the cuts doubled to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and neither your middle or ours or the middle of America believe the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is akin to socialism. This amendment represents the far extreme right wing of your party.
In the end, most Republicans voted against Crane's proposed cuts. The final vote was 350-72. But the outcome was hardly good news for supporters of public broadcasting, The House spending cut package approved today includes cuts of 15% this year and 30% the next. John Porter, the Republican chair of the subcommittee which drafted the cuts, calls himself a supporter of public broadcasting. He said he and other Republicans had recently met with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, National Public Radio, and the Public Broadcasting Service to discuss the future.
And we had, I think, a very, very productive meeting, and understanding that our intention was that CPB become independent of the federal subsidy, that they work on a plan that would provide for alternative revenue streams, and that they work also to incorporate a concept of graduation from subsidy for member stations who don't need it within their plans, and to reduce or eliminate station overlap.
And that translates to major cuts for public broadcasting. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandari.